from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bakers, goodness saken, you want a podcaster that brings you lulls at not faking. You say, wait a second, is this the 1980s or 90s or a playlist, or is this a sleep podcast, or neither? And I'd say, you got no money, got no car. You got no lulls. Well, soon they'll be coming from not far. The lulls will be not far from me and you soon, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get going here, I just want to let you know Sleep With Me exists from, it grows from a place of empathy and compassion, and it exists because of that, because you are important and your needs are important, your rest is important. And when I stand in that fertile soil that so many of you have helped to cultivate, it reminds me how important every member of our community is. And that means standing with the AAPI members of our community. It means saying Black Lives Matter. It means taking steps to be a part of positive change. So there's organizations you could connect with to learn more or to take steps right in our show notes. It also means if you need extra help right now, there's links to organizations you could connect with. I'm here for you, but there's other things out there. You know, take one more step too if you need to. I'm here to put you to sleep, but if you need more or you want to be a part of more, there's links right in our show notes for both those things. Thanks so much. And here's the ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week for free. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What would what it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And oh boy, do we got a big one to thank here. Cynthia, who got in her all-form order. You know, that call I made out to the listeners, Cynthia responded. Got an all-form order in, got in Sleepy Gray, and shared with it on Twitter. And Cynthia is about to be inducted into the Dream Door Society, our secret society. So I appreciate it, Cynthia. You know, our sponsors are direct response driven. So when you support Allform or any of our other sponsors, that's what keeps them involved with the show. And that's what keeps the show here for everybody to listen to. So I appreciate it. Thank you again, Cynthia. Thank you so much. I asked and you responded and you got a sweet new sofa. So that's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. If you want to be a part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, tag them, tag me. You can find our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And there's a link about the Sleepy Supporter Zone there too. Second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need extra resources, there's links in the show notes right in your podcast app. And it's also about supporting the members of our community with our actions. So if you want to say Black Lives Matter, if you want to stand in solidarity with the AAPI members of our community, there's links to organizations you could connect with in the show notes. And one of the organizations I haven't talked about in a little while is the Loveland Foundation. And you can find it at lovelandfoundation.org. Loveland or Loveland. It's L-O-V-E-L-A-N-D. And the Loveland Foundation is committed to showing up for communities of color in unique and powerful ways, with a particular focus on Black women and girls. And their resources and initiatives are collaborative. They prioritize opportunity, access, validation, and healing. And there's plenty of ways to support and give at thelovelandfoundation.org. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story, yeah. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like Banana, Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm going to slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about that are on your mind, you know, the past, present, future, current. I've never thought, I just realized there was a show, used to be a show on TV called A Current Affair. And it was like a news magazine show. I think that was technically the name of that genre of program. And I said, that must be the most general name. It wasn't about affairs either. It was about affairs general. Meaning anything that's going on. You say, current soirees? No. But if there was a soiree, I guess they could cover it. And that was the show. I remember it starting as a kid, and then it was probably on, one of the many times in my life I had the TV on and I wasn't paying attention. It just served as background noise while I was playing with my toys. But I just thought of that, I think because I used one of those words and I said, a current affair, that doesn't really say anything, does it? And then they said, yeah, we could talk about anything as long as it's somewhat current and whatever the generalized word of, you know, it is going on. So current and happening, maybe, I don't know. I mean, again, my vocabulary. Oh, sorry, I'm making a sleep podcast. So whatever you're thinking about, well, that's how I got to it. I said, if it's current thinking, it could be feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you. I mean, I know I have emotions about that show because I think, wait a second, wasn't that per-? And then there's a sound effect that goes with it when they say it, like a zinging sound effect with a twang at the end, kind of like if you were practicing making sound effects for archery, that was like their tag noise. Maybe there was music. I just remember the Zoom clang. I think this show was either on before or after Entertainment Tonight. I don't know. Is Entertainment Tonight still on the air? That was a show that I paid a little bit more attention to. Particularly, that's where I got, you know, before Who Weekly, nowadays, Who Weekly, the podcast with Lindsay and Bobby, that's like where you could get your real info. But where was I? I was trying to start a sleep podcast. Sorry, I thought I was doing a thesis that was based on an ode I wrote, things on TV while I was playing with toys. I can't, and now I think I'm hearing the theme song to a show. I don't know. Is that Entertainment Tonight or something else? Okay, so feelings, anything feeling you're emotionally coming up for you or physically coming up for you, it could be other stuff, changes in time, temperature, routine, your work schedule, your personal schedule, or it could be baffling. But whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of stuff and keep you company while you drift off. What I propose to do, which kind of sounds counterintuitive after these tangents I've already been on, but I mean, those are both shows that started around the 80s or something, that were on during, not during the day, after cartoons, because that was the reason why I would have just watched cartoons or been generally had cartoons playing. Or animated television programs, technically. I would have had those on while I was playing with toys, but those end. I mean, who would have thought? They said, well, now, sorry, kids, now we got to get on other shows. There's tonight, there's entertainment somewhere in the world, and there's currently things going on. But I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. Those are things you've already experienced already. So I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to talk about nothing, essentially, or nothing of importance. I mean, not to, I guess I could, you could, can I throw shade at stuff that doesn't currently exist in its current format? Talk like Current Affair was not really about it. It was like that I remember, but I don't think you'd go to it for your hard news. So it, again, very similar. You say, well, it's a show about stuff. So anyway, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Well, this is a couple of things. If you're new, this podcast is very different. You may have already determined that. And so, like, if you're having a strange reaction, that makes sense. People come to the show and they're skeptical. And on their first listen, sometimes their skepticism deepens. And that makes sense to me because I'm skeptical about sleep stuff all the time. So if you're skeptical or doubtful, I'm glad you're, like, I hope I can help you. But for most listeners, they say, hey, it takes two or three tries to get used to the show. So give it a couple tries. You know, nothing to lose. And some people just won't ever, like, the podcast doesn't work for everybody, but also sometimes elicits strong feelings in people of, like, not liking it. And that's fine, too. No, no, you don't have to like the show. I totally understand. This is an acquired taste, but, it takes some acquiring. Those are other things on that level. This is a podcast you don't really listen to or pay attention to, so you just kind of barely listen. Just like when I was a kid there. I mean, let's just say I'm playing with my sister's toys sometimes. I may have been, you know, there is something like whatever you want to say about those Barbie dolls or whatever. Let's not get into that. But their hair could be combed. And you want to talk about a meditative practice. Here's the thing. Go to any store that sells used things. Do yourself a favor. This could be a new, I've tried all these techniques. None of them have really taken hold. And I realize, yeah, the people have strong, you know, Barbie is something that people have strong feelings about. Totally understand. Let's just talk about the combing hair on a Barbie, independent of all that other stuff. I could do that all day long. Or as a kid, I don't know when the last time I did it was. I think if the last time I did it, it was not a Barbie. It was a what is it? An anthropomorphic figure from the TV show Monsterhigh. I brushed their hair. I don't think because I don't know if we have a comb. But brushing dolls' hair is meditative for me. Or as a kid, I may have been doing that. I mean, I don't care if you know. I'm proud. I mean, I'm proud that it relaxed me. I wish somebody would have said, "Kid, keep that up, man. You're gonna need that." You know what? When you go to school, you better take a doll in your backpack, one of your sister's dolls, and your comb with you, because you're gonna need it. And then that would be something that plays out exactly the opposite of how you would think. You'd say, "Excuse me, teacher, before you raise your voice, or excuse me, older children, before you, let me take this doll and comb its hair." And then I would just be blissed out, and they would be stunned. And I'd say, "I'd appreciate it if you change," you know, just like those episodes when I have a perm. Oh boy, I've gone far afield. So this is a podcast you don't really listen to. Like I was playing with toys and not listening to the TV shows. I was aware they were on, but they were there more as an undercurrent affair. They were under my current affairs. So I wasn't really paying attention other than to the music and the sound effects. So that's this podcast. This podcast also, believe it or not, doesn't put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. Eventually, the idea is you'll fall asleep. You'll just be listening to me, and then you'll wake up tomorrow. That's why shows are over an hour, to give you plenty of time to drift off so you don't feel any pressure or anything. So it's a podcast you don't listen to. Don't fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company. Even if you can't sleep, I'll be here. But I'm here to be your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, your boar bruh. Then the structure of the show is also something that does take getting used to for some people, which is understandable. It's a different structure. Show starts off with a greeting so you feel seen and welcome and know that I'm doing my best to create a safe and welcoming place. Then there's listener support, and then there's support for the free podcast. Then there's an intro. The intro runs like 12 to 25 minutes of me doing what I've been doing for the past eight or nine minutes, rambling. But so for a regular listener, they say, okay, I wonder what Scoots is going to talk about tonight. Didn't expect it. He, like, again, once again, in almost a thousand episodes, I found stuff I probably haven't talked about before. And I'm even saving, like, the names of people hosts are popping into my head, like, John and Liza, that's who I was thinking of. But, I could have saved that for another intro. Now, John Tesh and Liza Gibbons, that's who, when I think of, what was the name of the show? Stars Tonight? Oh, Entertainment Tonight, sorry. That's where I got my Hollywood news from, or entertainment-based news. Okay, so, the intro. It goes on and on and on. Now, regular listeners say, okay, Scoots is getting mixed up again. For most listeners, the intro offers you a chance to get some distance from the day. So if your first reaction is, what is the intro? Why are you still going on? Is this some sort of self-promotion or navel-gazing? And I'd say, navel-gazing, probably. I'm recording now, so I can't really gaze at my navel. But probably that's what I was doing when I was a kid, instead of, like, paying attention to those shows. I was gazing at the navels of my toys. So the intro eases you into bedtime. So a lot of listeners are doing some sort of other activity, like brushing doll's hair. There's definitely one or two people out there listening doing that. And I say, thank goodness, keeping the dream alive for me. Thank you. And doesn't it feel good? Isn't it relaxing? I wonder if it's relaxing. Maybe just like a, maybe it's one of those things, literally a tool in the toolbox. We keep intact, or just, you know, you could get one of those ones that you put the makeup on. That's like a 3/4 size head. Keep that put away somewhere. And then when you had a really rough day, you say, well, I'm going to brush some doll hair. It might work. So the intro, it gives you a way to get ready for bed or to start to unwind. And then get in bed and get comfortable. Now, you could skip it. 3% of listeners start the show at 20 to 22 minutes. But just see how it goes. And then after the intro is business, that's how, again, it's just part of keeping the podcast free for everybody. Then there's a story. Tonight, I'll be honest, it should be a Great British Bake Off episode, but it could be something else. So I don't really know, because I'm recording it tomorrow. So I don't know what it'll be. We'll just make this an opening for, so it'll be our season finale of the Great British Bake Off. So that's exciting. And then there's some thank yous. So that's the structure of the show. The reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could rest. And if you get the rest you need, your world will be better, my world will be better, and that's really important to me. And it's also important because I've been there, tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, so I know how it feels. So I want to help. So all I could tell you is give it a few tries, see how it goes, and then kind of test it out. Well, I'd like to start it here. I like to listen all night, or I put it on when I wake up, or I start it when I'm starting to get ready for bed, or I do some knitting. Maybe you're knitting clothes for dolls. Maybe it has nothing to do with dolls. You say, wait a second, your bedtime routine does not involve dolls? And you say, oh, figurines. I'm sorry, Uncle Merle. I think figurines and dolls are very similar, but you're polishing your figurines. Well, are you polishing them as they are in the current moment, or do you talk to them or imagine anything? So you're just polishing figurines. Okay, I apologize. I was projecting on you, because I would be talking to them or imagine. I'd say, oh, how is it? Are you familiar with the sound of music? Do you want to be a yodeler? Are those breeches or shorts you're wearing? Oh, those are breeches, but you're not wearing breeches. Oh, okay. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. I really hope I can help. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. Here's a couple ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, Scoots here. It has been a while for me, though it'll only have been a few episodes for you, for when I have seen Great British Bake Off. I mean, I'd already seen this episode, but that I actually formally recorded because I just went through the whole Mandalorian series. And I had tried to get all of the Great British Bake Off episodes done, but I just couldn't get this last final done. So it's after, so this is coming out after, before even you're listening to the last two episodes of The Mandalorian. That's when I'm recording this. But you'll be far in my future. This is the final of Collection 6, Episode 10, season or series, I forgot. And it does not open with a comedy sequence. That was one thing I noticed. But there's a teaser of the finalists, Rahul, Kim Joy, and Ruby kind of running around. Obviously in the finale, bargaining, all the stages of being a reality show contestant, they're dealing with, Love With Us, Leave, No Commentary, Outside Nature. Oh, that comes up next. Outside Nature. Now they walk, but they're not walking towards the tent. They're already in the tent, the three of them. I would like to frolic in the creek outside of it's probably a protected creek. So they'd say, "Sir, you can't. The queen wants to speak with you. You for frolicking in our creek. That's a heritage creek." And I say, "Well, so this was on my dream list, though." Then we see aprons going on. Oh, talking heads! I wanted to cover this talking head stuff. Classic line from Rahul. They say good luck to one another. Very surreal, Rahul says. Never thought I'd get this far. Very, very, very nervous. Kim Joy says, last night I was thinking, well, if I won it, that would be amazing. I'd love to win it. Ruby says, I've been on lows, highs. Can I get it higher? I don't know. I mean, the competition's phenomenal. But I'm standing my ground, proud to be a part of the final three. And Sandy goes, three remaining bakers, final challenge, three final challenges. They come out. Congratulations, finalists. Doesn't that sound great? Man, Sandy, especially with this episode, just seals it. Like, talk about somebody you wish you want, or you aspire to be friends with. So she says, okay, first up is two batches of beautiful iced donuts. Noel says that. Six filled, six ring donuts. Iced donut challenge. Judges are looking for icing technique, beautiful decoration. Batches should be consistent in size, shape, and finish. Like me and Sandy, they said, Noel says, 3 hours and your market set bake. And they go into action right away, starting to work. Rahul's talking about stress. Batches of beautifully baked donuts, or, you know, they're not baked. 3 hours. Oh, when does he say milk? Where does he say that? The classic Rahul, he says, let's see, finals just started. The more I stress, the more I think about it, Rahul says, but I just got to crack out. Oh, no, that's Ruby. I don't know. Rahul at some point has a great milk line. Paul says, yeah, I love donuts. They're hard to make. Aerated texture, flavors that pack a punch, beautiful golden brown. Keep it simple, but keep it perfect. And Bruce says, all the bakers have been Starbreaker twice. level playing field, nobody out front, fantastic competition for a final. And they go to Raul first. So we're on donuts. When you cut a donut, what are you looking for? He goes, well, I've never had a donut before I did this challenge. She laughs. Then Sandy's like, what? He goes, yeah, Sandy says, is there any equivalent in India? He goes, no. And I was just not interested in deep fried bread. Paul's shocked. They show the donuts he's making. One is going to have paisley royal icing, and the other one's going to have orange buttercream flowers, like a wreath, which kind of gets a long pause from Paul and Peru, like buttercream. And he says, and Peru says, like to eat. And even Sandy says, well, that'll be messy. And they go, no pressure. Good luck, buddy. See you later. So he's even more nervous. Kim Joy seems a little more confident. She says, yeah, I enjoy making donuts. So doing well in the signature should be a good start. So we'll see. She's mixing. Hers are going to be an amaretto diplomat filled donut and then a lemon ring donut with iced bumblebees and a lemon glaze. The other one will have orange glazed flavored dough because there isn't a whole lot of time. Ruby's making cinnamon dough. Holy cow, I didn't know that. She's proving 35 minutes, two different doughs, pushing herself. What's the point of going to the final and coasting? Dulce de leche and raspberry and cardamom ring donuts. The dulce de leche has cinnamon dough. Oh, boy. She said she practiced 5 times this week. Sandy says, did you take the week off work? She goes, yeah, I did, but I'm tired. Holy cow, I've been working. So organized, very impressed. Good luck. You got to do this. Good luck in the final. Thank you. Thank you. Ruby says, yeah, I want to prove myself. So my family likes my cooking. And, you know, they're quite nice to me, but, you know, they're not always nice. They're tough. Then they show her with her family some childhood pictures at her kitchen table. Great pictures. Definitely a lot of tears in this episode for me. They talked to Sonia, her sister, who said she's always been excelled at everything, hardworking. They read one of her report cards. She's doing practicing. She even has notes up, post-it notes up everywhere. Vina, her cousin, like little inspiring notes. Cool, confident. I'm the winner. I'm star baker. And they say she's going to show the world of what she can do. Her mom, Kelly. I'm going to be the proudest mom in the world. And then it's back to Ruby. She has like a caramel in a can in water. Well, the baker's dough is proving they're making the fillings. So everybody's making that almond liqueur, alcohol with a kick. Let's see. So Raul's mango. Oh, he talks about David and Liz. This is, oh boy, man. Talk about pulling on the heartstrings. Sandy says, who's coming to the final for you? He goes, well, I don't have any family here, but David and Liz, I like my family. They're the ones that encouraged me. David encouraged me to apply. Sandy says, we all need friends like that, don't we? And he goes, yeah. And then they show his friends and Raul looking at pictures when he was a boy visiting the Taj Mahal, not even smiling there. And they met David and Liz met him through work when he moved from India 8 years ago. He didn't know anybody. He was on his own. And they kind of look back at their relationship and how good he was at baking, how he got into it, picking up a new cuisine from a country, and now he's a top free baker. You see his friends are so proud of him. Then he talks to his parents who are also proud of him. I like how he was in his socks, like zooming with his parents. We see pictures of him as a child. And David says, my life would be a lot poorer if I hadn't met Raul. Then Noel says, you're halfway through. He puts up a donut to his eye, red donut. Touching stuff. Everybody starts cutting their donuts, make them uniform in size. Kim Joy's even making sure she's weighing her donuts out. So very precise. They all want to weigh. She wants them all to be 50 grams, and then I'll know they're all cooked. And then you have to prove the donuts after you assemble them. precision, chocolate rainbows. Kim Joy's making what looks like bees, but also something that looks like UFOs. And I'm not sure if those were UFOs. I'll have to check. Kim Joy, talking. Oh, she talks to Nabil, her partner. I think it is UFO. So they show them looking at old pictures, talking about how they met, pictures from them on a trip, some of her notes. Because, yeah, I met Kim Joy at a board game night. She's into baking. It's like heaven being with a baker. And he goes, she's like a mad artist throwing stuff together. She just creates incredible things, beautiful art. One of her friends says, I feel bad eating it because it's so pretty. And they all talk about how proud they are of her. And get in the finals. And how she's going to win. Like, where they're confident in their friend. She's going to do it. And they even, Nabil gives her like a handshake like he's Paul. Noel looks at the bees. He says, holy cow. Then a real bee lands on a fake bee. And then he makes jokes about it, wiggling. He layers of jokes. He says, yeah, sexy time, maybe? He's going to be embarrassed when he goes back to the hive. There's just two great jokes on top of one another. Then there's a shot of a real bee. Then they say 1 hour left. And everybody's getting ready to cook. They do the warning about the frying. Rahul's having buttercream stress at some point. Fry time, perfect temperature. Ruby's doing 180 degrees. Kim Joy in 2.5 minutes. Ruby 2 minutes, or Kim Joy two. I don't know. Ruby 2.5 minutes. Kim Joy 2 minutes in flip. Then there's a flip phase sequence. Second time stress, normal stress. Raul, you know, he's always like a bit under duress. You don't want raw dough. Some people are getting a little overcooked and a little bit misshapen. Say, come on, please don't do that to me. Kim Joy runs to get a second timer. And, Sandy says, extra stress, Raul stress. No. Massive air bubble on one of Ruby's. The donuts come out. 15 minutes. Telling the donuts, what does that mean? Like following Ruby on set. And I'll have to see what that is. Raul. Oh, his bag blows out. That's coming up. I carried away. Get this over with. Outside shot. Bakers, you have 15 minutes. Kim Joy. Ruby's filling hers pretty effectively. Same with Kim Joy. Kim Joy's weighing his, but Raul's is jammed, so his blows up. He had a lot of setbacks, which was a setup for a comeback. You know, that's what a setback is, if you say that. But yeah, he's working. He loses his mango. Such a big mess, he says. Mango on your wrist and collar. Have you had an affair with a mango? Noel says, everybody's getting their, Kim Joy's getting her lemon glaze, white chocolate for Ruby. Raul's down on himself. 1 minute left. What? Everybody says, oh no. So they're trying to get him done, hoping the judges will love the decorations. Some kind of spray. I don't know what the spray is, finishing spray or something. Everybody's decorating. Swervy donuts. Ruby says, drip, 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 drip. Place your donuts at the end of your stations. Signature done. Everybody, oh boy. Then Kim Joy goes first. Uniform, shape good, delicious, decadent, nice texture, nice and light, very nice, heavy. Something heavy. I'll hear they're eating it right now on screen. Kim Joy is the ring donuts are very uniform, ununiform, quite dark on the bottom. So, but this one's light. Oh, so not uniform, inconsistent. Shapes round though, and decorations delicate, carefully done. Nice texture inside, nice and light, nice and lemony, Bruce says. Great color, great texture, got flavor. Then, wow, these are heavy, these ones. A lot of filling in there. Almond liqueur, yes. Paul just keeps saying lots of filling. Very almondy. Great flavor, Paul says. A lovely flavor, Bruce says. And she goes, you could have gone overboard. I might come back and eat it because Paul Prue loves that liqueur and the food. Then they go to Ruby, cardamom and raspberry ring donuts. Great designs. She's got a good spacey one. Bit of dripping, though. Let's take a look. They cut the ring in half. Good texture. It's light, but chocolate's very sticky. I'm not sure if that's the right way to go. Paul says a basic donut is excellent, but it's too sweet and too sticky, the topping. Then they take the filled, and Paul says it's underfilled. Takes a bite. Prue takes a bite. They don't even say anything, so you know it's not good. Bit boring. Needed lots of filling in there. And lighter icing, maybe. Because how much sugar can you get? Thanks, Ruby. So Ruby's like, oh boy. And she had missed filling even one of them. Then they go to Rahul. And his colors are amazing, they say. But Bruce says that such personality, over-decorated maybe, Paul says. But he goes, let's see the flavor. And then Noel says, if I have a funeral, bring this wreath donut, put it on, you know, bring it for me. A little dark and oily, though. Texture's a little bit tight, Paul says. Underproved. Eats it, he says, far too much buttercream. And so we don't get to, he goes, just buttery. He goes, I don't want to taste butter when I eat my donut. He goes, I like the height of the filled donut, massive, too much filling. Oh, my goodness. And they eat it and then say the texture's better, lighter than the first one. And I do like that mango filling, mango bomb, because it's absolutely stuffed. Thank you very much. Noel says, yeah, don't forget that. I put it on my pass away stone. Ross says, yeah, that's too much. I agree with her feedback. Dear me. He always says that, dear me. Ruby says, well, it's not the best to start, so I don't make it easy, though. Just relax, keep going, on to the next challenge. Kim Joy goes, Prue really liked it. I love the flavors. It's my last chance to win a technical, which would be lovely. No pressure, though. Then we see some sheep, some sun, and it's hot, I guess, and the temperature's about to go up a notch, Sandy says. Nola comes, this is the last technical. Paul, any advice? Make good use of your heat source, he says, which is, everybody says, that's weird. And they send them off. Can you lay any of these foresters? Oh, that was that other thing, talking heads. We got that. Ovens are out of bounds. So are your workbenches, because we're going outside. Are you with us? Everybody's like, what? Get your trays and come with us. Their trays are very heavy, and they make them carry them, at least on camera. They go outside. There's campfires, umbrellas. I guess they have to make 6 pita breads with 3 dips. Out in the garden. You can also catch some preparation for the final finale part tomorrow. So that must have been a little bit distracting. And they say, okay, for your technical challenge, 6 pita on the campfire. Top Chef's done this too. It's not something I really like, is where you throw people for a curve this late in the game. And say, you've excelled so far. I'm sure they got a lot of criticism online, so I don't need to criticize this. Just like it happens in a lot of these cooking shows where it's like, can you shake it up earlier then? Or maybe do it for a challenge where you win something else, but you can't get eliminated. And they have to build the fire and manage the fire, everything. So it's really, this is a bit of a mess. Like, Ruby does say, Bear Grylls, eat your heart out. Then they go to Paul, campfire pita bread. What, Prue says, why'd you pick that? And Paul goes, well, never done it before. Bacon bread on a hot stone has been around for thousands of years. So it'd be a good challenge. But you can have the right temperature to make a good pita because it puffs up. It's too hot, it'll take out the yeast and be more of a flatbread. So there's three dips. That's another important thing. Lots of ingredients to play with that goes well with pita bread. Roasted something. And Paul goes, yeah, I love this one. So they're going to get hot under the collar. Temperature's going to be, he loves this. So they're cooking. They got to prove, they even have to make the dough and prove it. So you got to keep it, Ruby's like, I think it'll be a little bit wetter on the dough. And Kim Joy says, it's been a while, so it's, and it's wholemeal flour. So she's like, yeah, we got to work this. So there's a lot of kneading going on, eyebrows running down people's faces, really hot. Noel even tries to play that up. And then they try to let their thing proof for 30 minutes in different places. Then they make their dips. What do we got? Three dips. I still don't know what they are. One's like a baba ganoush, salsa verde or something. But they're all trying to figure out the fire because you have to make a fire and then let it die down to the coals. Oh, like a roasted pepper and onion one too. But again, they're all trying to figure it out as they go. So a lot of work. They're trying to blacken the peppers on the fire. Stuff's rolling around. Sandy and Noel don't even know what to do because they're like, Raul says, help. Can I use some help? Sandy says, we can't really help you. He like raises his hand. She goes, are you panicked? He goes, I don't know what I'm doing. And he goes, I don't know. He goes, my peppers are burning. And she goes, yeah, I better get out of here. And then Noel, they say how much time they have left. They play a little badminton. Everybody's trying to get their, peppers together. Make the dips, burnt down. Peppers over a log. Raul, no. 1 hour left. Let's go. Badminton. Oh, they don't have anything to mash other than their hands. So they're trying to mash up their stuff. Peel and chop on a dip down. Raul didn't like baba ganoush. He blows on a smoky pepper. That's cool. Half an hour. Six equal pitas. And Ruby's like, I think men are a little thick. Got to puff it up like pita bread. So they heat up their slate. They're cooking on slate. Raul's blowing on his fire with something. And everybody's waiting for us to puff. There's no puffing. There's no puffing. Kim Joy something. Everyone but squad on extra 5 minutes. Let's see. Spray the pita with the za'atar and water. They're using like even, they're really in, Ruby had put her za'atar in something else. Yeah, I don't know what they did. Probably the dough's not hot enough. Too much heat will kill the yeast. A pit of bread won't rise. Covered that part. Raul's very focused on heating his fire. He would be a good fire tender. But yeah, this is just a rough challenge. I think they do just end up being like, okay, not much puffing, little bubbles on Kim Joy's, but nowhere near. It's too hot for Raul and Ruby, and they're getting a little crispy. One of Kim Joy's burns, but she had enough extra, what do you call it, to make one more. Squidges one extra out. So everybody's trying again, 5 minutes left, and These are going to be flat as a shoe. Total, I mean, everybody's just like, these are you're turning out awful, which is understandable. And Stress City, oh no, that is bad. Damage control, disgraceful, disgraceful, bin that one. Utter disgrace, diabolical. Then they get back and it's like, okay, we're looking for beautifully baked pita breads. Who versus who's? So they line everybody's up next to their photographs, get out of the sun. They say, the Ruby says, I'll never complain about the tent again. And they start with Raul's chard on some places. They're baked, but more of a flatbread than a pita. Flamed pepper. Got a kick. They like, I mean, his dips are superior. Baba Ganoush and the cherry or something. Texture's nice. Kim Joy's, they're thinner, much better shape. Slight envelope, but it's charred. Zatar's burnt. Then they have the dips. Nice flavor. Salsa Verde has got a nice kick. Paul's like taking it back. Then they go to Ruby's, thickest and the smallest. They need to be thinner. Let's try the dips. Salsa Verde's got Zatar. Something just poked me in the mouth. They like the pepper one. Nice blend. And they say, oh boy, this is going to be tricky. Who has triumphed in the final technical? In third spot, they have Ruby. Too bad with the big problem was with the breads. Second place is Rahul. If it was a dip competition, you would have been on top. But your bread was a little charred, a little bit thick. And first place, Kim Joy. And she laughs. She's very proud of herself. And, I mean, and she's really, I think, the first two competitions, head and shoulders above everybody. And they go, yeah, you did good. That's a compliment. And she's like, finally, I want a technical on the talking head sequence. I can sleep well tonight. Ruby says, I didn't come in last. I came in third. But, you know, I just do my best tomorrow. A good night's sleep. Come tomorrow morning. Raul says, I'll have my glass of milk. That's it. My favorite part of the episode. 28 minutes into the episode. Get some sleep, have my milk, and I'll put my everything into tomorrow. And the sun sets, then they have a sun, like a shot of the sun, and they say, okay, one channel remaining. Everybody marches in. They're in the tent again. We see set up for the party outside. Family and friends will discover who wins. They have a tag. Okay, Kim Joy won the technical. This is the table talk. Kip Bruce says, yeah, it's close. Kim Joy did well in the signature. Yeah, they all did okay. They've worked this hard. It's down to the last challenge. Noel's showing a lot of skin. His shirt's unbuttoned way down. Someone's going to have to excel. It's going to come down to the baking. And baking will choose the winner. Paul also has like three buttons down on his shirt. Noel's shirt doesn't have any more buttons, so that's just the style. And he's lucky that his chest isn't very hairy, so he can get away with it. So they go back in and they get ready to announce like what's going on. Welcome back, final challenge. You can feel the sense of calm. This is your show, last showstopper. And Paul and Prue want you to create a landscape dessert, incredible landscape dessert, delight for the senses, visually exciting, texturally stunning, taste sensation. And this is your last chance to shine. And I think we should remind them just to rub it in. This is it. 4.5 hours. On your marks, get set, bake. And Kim Joy says, usually at the starts when I'm the most stressed. But Ruby says, nothing big, just the finals. Bruce, extraordinarily excited and nervous. Concepts just as important as a bake, Bruce says. Landscape that we're not expecting. Perfectly executed. Paul says he wants three elements, a cake, nice and light with flavor, biscuits with a nice snap, and something else and all the criteria. And Bruce says, I hope nobody's too ambitious. It's 32 degrees and rising. Paul's like, I know, no idea who's going to win. They check in with Ruby. She's doing a magical landscape. Three main elements, a shoe mountain in the background, shortbread hills, passion fruit cake, and sweeping praline dust pathways with salted pistachio brittle stepping stones, blueberry compote, cardamom hills, shoe mountain with lemon something cream pâtissier with unicorns on the cakes, isomalt like a lake, and she say good luck, try your best. She says okay. And Noel wants to talk unicorns. He goes, unicorns are in baking. Minotaurs, not so much. Minotaurs, he says. So Kim Joy is going to be Minotaur free, but she will have mythology because she's doing the Lost City of Atlantis. She loves fantasy. And she goes, I feel like I live in a fantasy world anyway. Ginger cake and ginger biscuit recipes that won Kim Joy Star Baker and Spice Week. Waiting to be discovered, salted caramel well and treasure chest, fondant seahorses, isomalt coral. But there's one ancient mystery Kim Joy has to solve. She needs ancient Greek. She says, Sandy, can you look up ancient Greek for Atlantis for me? She says, I'll do it. No problem. Leave it with me. Then Rahul, his timer doesn't work. That's one. He's doing a rock garden because the Victorian explorers started rock gardens when they went to different countries, and then they brought it back with them, or they discovered them. And he goes, I wanted to do, came to do my PhD here. I don't know. I guess I miss him, what he's saying, but he's doing this edible rock garden, cardamom filled shoe, 2-tier chocolate orange cake, a lemon chican mound, pond filled with orange curd, ginger biscuits, stepping stones, chocolate, soil, pralines, everything, making plants. He goes, I can't afford to waste a single moment. And then one of his jars just breaks from the heat in the thing. And this really like a storage jar just from the heat in the room. So that sets him back because then they have to deal with all that. And you see the production team jump into action. And they see, he says, yeah, I got to start over because, and I mean, this wasn't his fault. So it ends up they make it right, but he's like so far behind and stressed. But you do see them get back into action. He goes, you see him talking to the production team. She's like, 20 minutes. I just lost 20 minutes of my schedule. They're watching. Kim Joy and Ruby are in control, but Rahul's got himself in a tiz. They say. And Paul says he might be pushing himself too much. We'll have to see his mindset because if he's in this mindset, and he says, yeah, I got to calm myself down. Sandy checks in with him. He goes, maybe I need to stop baking. She goes, are you behind? He goes, yeah. She goes, can I kiss you on the cheek? Yeah. He goes, kiss me on my forehead too. And he goes, yeah, that helps. So then Kim Joy and Ruby are starting to put stuff in the oven, their biscuits and their dough, and getting everything ready. So, it's interesting. They're doing all their assembly. Then Rahul's getting caught up. He starts getting stuff in the oven. Paul checks in. You calm down? And he goes, I'm really relying on this chocolate cake. He goes, if it's not okay, I'm toast. Bruce spying on Kim Joy. They give him an extra 15 minutes, which is the same amount of time they said that he lost. Will it be enough, though? For his rock garden, he needs the time to bake not just one, but two cakes, two different types of cakes. The chican sponge, I got to crack on, he says. Then Knowles in Paul's chair. He goes, I'm practicing being a bit more judgmental. And Sandy goes, 3 hours. He goes, that wasn't a very good time call. And she goes, well, that's judgmental. Kim Joy's making a biscuit well. I don't know. Raul's doubting his cakes, but as they come out of the oven, Ruby's making her shoe. Kim Joy drinks this, like, this one's interesting. Just call me. I don't know why. 20 minutes left in the episode. She's drinking some sort of sparkling strawberry colored drink. And just, she's like really thirsty because it's so hot. I said, that's a smart move, but what is she drinking? Finalists have to juggle the concoctions and creations, mascarpone, cheese icing, orange flavoring, lemon creme pat for my shoe. That's for the filling for Ruby's. Rahul's making orange curd. He's coloring it blue, though. Blueberry dipping sauce for Ruby. 20 stages. Oh, we also get to see a lot of their notes and their process. Everybody's running around, proving impossible. Kim Joy's putting hers together like a jigsaw puzzle. She's like, I'm trying to assemble this. And then Noel has a good round of commentary. He goes, you really are whimsical. I associate you with whimsy. And I love how you don't care and just go for it. She goes, yeah, I like whimsical stuff. He goes, Ruby's doing unicorns, but I don't think she's whimsical. He says this loud enough for everybody to hear it. He goes, more stroppy. And Kim Joy goes, stroppy. And Ruby says, I'm not stroppy. I don't even know what that means either. Stroppy and whimsical. Rahul, what about you? He goes, depressing. That's how I'd describe me in one word. They have 90 minutes left. And they've still got a lot of work to do. They're starting to do the toppings and the assembly. Kim Joy's is like, yeah, mine's going to be a little rustic. We see Ruby's map. Hers is really well mapped out. I mean, she has like a full, like a scale map, which I said, well, that's really what good planning. Raul's like, oh boy, I'm too much. I'm in a mess. Oh boy. I'm going to start making my crumb pat. Kim Joy's making her things. Ruby's trying to grab her stuff when different timers. I didn't realize, too, you don't necessarily know if you're not at your station if your timer's going off because they think they're all using two stations. So they even have more room. And they get the shoe in the oven. I don't know what shoe is. I guess I never learned that this year either. It's like a puff pastry, I guess. I don't know. Puff pastry puff? Then Sandy comes through with Atlantis Island written on ancient Greek on the back of the pawn. Joke sign from back of French week or whatever. Raul forgot to set his timer for a shoe pastry. 1 hour left. Noel and Sandy have switched seats. And he says, I got to go host the other show. I think it's probably a show Sandy hosts. Raul's begging and bargaining with his shoe that doesn't collapse. Ruby's making these mint chantilly mushrooms, not of chantilly lace, but with chantilly that you taste, I guess. Multitasking, making caramel. But Raul's even getting his platform ready. Kim Joy's making decorative seaweed. Everybody's trying to push through. It's going to be okay. Iso malt. I think Carmel got a little burned for Ruby. She's running low on time. 15 minutes left. Putting the shoe on. Everybody's spray painting and decorating. Kim Joy makes these amazing seahorses, too. Snowtop mountains, painting a seahorse. What color is a seahorse? Kim Joy asks. Ruby's marshmallows mushrooms are melting. She's trying to make Ruby's trying to make a bowl, and she actually gets a little too hot on her thumb or something. Bowl just does not work with the time she has left. Noel looks at the camera. Everybody's running. Some of the side things on Kim Joyce, so some of her decorative stuff is just absolutely amazing. Her treasure box does thing. Raul starts making these amazing cactuses. I wanted to eat those. Kim Joy or Ruby's unicorns look more like puppies a little bit. There's a lot of shaking going on with Raul. Kim Joy and Ruby are getting into their final assembly because their time is up. Raul has 15 minutes left, which has got to be stressful because everybody's just watching him. But such good hugs between Ruby and Kim Joy. Raul's running around in the last minute, so lots of hugs and tears. And he's trying to get his, like, pond done. And, I mean, everybody's, like, feeling for him. You could tell he's really well-loved because, I mean, Sandy's face and Noel's face, even Kim Joy and Ruby's face, and they say 1 minute. And he says, okay, I don't know if I'm missing anything or not, but tries to do a little bit last green algae spray paint. And one last piping of Decker stuff. It splashes out again, and his time is up. He takes about 40 deep breaths. Then he hugs Kim Joy and Ruby. His hands are covered, so he can't actually hug them. They're hugging him. And they say, well done. Everybody's clapping. Sandy and Noel hug and laugh. They've left home now. They've grown up. Sandy's crying. I was definitely crying. Then they go sit outside. We start to see that this festival's going on with acrobatics and fun rides for the kids, picnicking, run around balloon animals. Then we hear, like, interviews. So we see Briny first. It feels like I just left, which is kind of true. She goes, it feels like I've been gone forever. Then we hear John. He goes, yeah, kids are loving this party. Manon says, I'm cheering on Rubes, queen of the technicals. Dan thinks Kim Joy has it for unique artistry. Antony thinks Raul's going to have it. And the other guy, I forgot a couple people's names. But then Karen says, I don't care. Good luck, whoever. She's not rooting for anybody. Said, okay. Then we say, okay, Ruby's up first to bring her showstopper up to be judged. And Noel helps her carry it up. Paul studies it. And he says, tell us about your landscape, please. She goes, a magical landscape, Shoe Mountain, lemon creme pat, a blueberry dipping sauce, passion fruit cake, and a unicorn. And they go, okay, this shoe pastry looks rocky, impressive. Goes, there's a bowl here, though. And she goes, yeah, I tried to make an isomalt bowl, but it didn't work. Tries a biscuit, cardamom, orange butter, cream. And say, well, it's very crisp, nice flavor, buttery, how it should be. Very good. The mushrooms are melted. Chantilly, raspberry gel, but it was too hot. Nice, a beautiful flavor comes through, delicious. Then they take the cake, Paul bites it first, and a beautiful sponge, flavors well, lovely. Then they do the shoe, and that one's not, doesn't work. It's a bitter, caramel is overcooked. Creme pat's good, but too bad about the caramel. Overall is good. Thank you very much. And they take it away. So you're like, okay, Ruby's in pretty good shape. Then they say, Raul, would you like a hand? Sandy gives Raul a hand. They bring his up. Thank goodness they got up there. I don't know why they didn't have a cart, but I guess transforming it to the cart. Say, okay, my show serves an interpretation of a rock garden. Chocolate cake, buttercream, within buttercream, orange flavored. Shoe mound on top, lemon jacquard, then a pond of orange, colored orange curd, shoe pastry, cream mousseline, cardamom, chocolate soil, some biscuits, like stepping stones. And he goes, sorry, I talk a lot. And they say, well, this is impressive. It looks natural. It's so natural, it doesn't make my mouth water, Bruce says. And Paul goes, yeah, it's a sludge pond. But then they take a biscuit of the stone, dip it in the sludge. He goes with, he leans in and they say, holy moly, this is good. Delicious, melts in your mouth, curd. Holy, whoa. Then they say these shoe buns look hideous. Praline, shoe, cardamom, and caramel. And Prue puts one in and they say, whoa, this is delicious. Their minds are blown. Comes through your taste buds, one flavor after another. They pull the cake out, Italian meringue buttercream. Prue takes a bite of the cake. She goes, whoa, this is lovely. Jacquin, well baked, aerated. Excellent, Paul says. Then they take out the chocolate cake. Paul takes a bite, and Bruce says, if the other cake wasn't so good, this would have been amazing by itself. It's a very good cake. And Paul says, perfectly baked, clever, thinking things through, Bruce says, flavors are good, well done. So then Kim Joy's like, I got to go after that, which really kind of is not, I don't know if they draw for that or what. So Kim Joy gets help from Noel. They bring it up to the front. And Prue says, wow, this looks great. Lost City of Atlantis, she says, ginger biscuit, ginger cake, caramel, praline. Very colorful, very original. Quite some delicate work in there. But they said, we would have liked to see the cake a little bit taller. They take the cake out. Paul takes a bite. And Prue takes a bite and say, okay, well, it's like a Jamaican sticky ginger cake. Cake's delicious, well-baked. Flavor of the orange goes well. It doesn't go well with the ginger. What'd you use? And she says, extract. He goes, well, you should have used a zest. It would have given it more tang. They have a biscuit with the caramel. And Bruce says, nice caramel, nice ginger biscuit, but then you had a ginger cake, Bruce says. So the ginger cake was gingery, biscuit's kind of a letdown. And Kim Joy, you could tell, she's like, oh no. And they go, yeah, you got ginger cake, you're missing a trick here, you could have done something more. Falls a little bit flat. They also use this like focus pole in different times during the judging. But yeah, you gotta feel for Kim Joy. She does a whole, like maintain some dignity, even though it's like really, I mean, that must have been really hard because she was so far ahead, I felt. Then they go to the outside, largest crowd we've ever seen at a competition, waiting for the final decision. We do one last table talk. I think Kim Joy played it safe. Bruce says, the style is rough and ready. That's what he says about Rahul. I loved Ruby's passion fruit cake. Sponge was delicious. Biscuit was great. So Sandy says, we have an outright winner. And they say, well, we look at the challenges together. They all did very, very well. But someone stuck their neck out. And then Bruce says, one of the most consistent bakes. Another absolutely shown on design. They say, well, good luck. There's several hundred people out there waiting for who you want to win. And then everybody claps as the winners or the three finalists come out. They're holding their bakes. And it's cool. Really well decorated. You see some of their family and friends. Kim Joy says, she said, I'm so happy. And then they start hugging each other. She hugs John. And she says, hopefully I've done enough. Raul sits with his two friends. And they, you can see, he goes, I've done enough of everything. I just can. And they even laugh. You see, you got a mess all over yourself. Ruby says, yeah, I'm a comeback kid. She hugs Briny. Briny says, don't cry. She goes, Paul liked the cake. She gives Anthony a hug. and introduces Rahul to her family. She says, Ruby says, I'm more than happy with, you know, I did the best I could. So then the judges and the hosts come out with flowers. I don't know if that's for first, second, and third. I didn't understand that, but everybody claps. Sandy says, thanks for coming. Let's get the finalists to come forward. A round of applause for them. And everybody claps. And beautiful, beautiful moment. So they stand up front. Everybody's cheering. They all hold hands, all the contestants. Ruby says, I love you all. And Noel says, I wish it could be all three of you, but you've been amazing. I love you all, but only one winner. And I like how they don't wait or anything. They don't have any gimmicks. They just say, and the winner is, there's a pause for a few beats, but they say, Rahul, who, I mean, I don't know. I really loved a lot of the contestants, but that was my favorite contestant. And then Kim Joy, you know, so it's like, I don't know. And if you want another heart-wrenching moment of joy for 20, I mean, when he wins his face, but then his friend's face, she's so happy for him. Oh, and she's like looking at people. Oh, it's just, and then everybody's hugging. I'm getting choked up. Holy moly. It's just, you're just so happy for a contestant. I don't know. I mean, this is where the show really excels. Paul even has a moment of humanity. I mean, that's a bit like he says, well done, mate. Very proud of you. Your mom would be proud of you. And he goes, what are you going to say? I don't know. I said, wow, even Paul's making me choke up. Sandy hugs him. She even whispers something to him. And Rahul says, I don't even know what to say now. Then all the other contestants come out. There's more hugging and cheering. Prue talks about how, you know, his journey from unconfident that he kept going, never reined in his ambition, tried to do more than everybody else, paid off. And Paul's kind of loves it. I mean, he says, geez, this is one, he's one of these characters, and he doesn't even have any idea how good he is. And he goes, I'm going to miss him. He goes, he's one of those people you miss when they're not around. And he goes, his intensity and just so good at it. I don't know. So really nice moment. He goes, that's what's magic about him. Then they present him to the audience. Everybody cheers. Kim Joy says, yeah, I'm pleased for him. I got into the final, so that speaks for itself. Then the whole cast that's present hugs one another. Ruby says, 11, you know, this is the best experience of my life. I wouldn't change anything. And then Rahul connects with his friends. Again, he says, I don't know what to say. I don't know whether to laugh or cry or what. I don't know. I just feel like I need to talk with my mom. So then he calls his mom. Holy cow. He just keeps getting, and he says, hello, ma. And he says to her in Bengali, for some reason it's not coming through. Let me change, I'll be right back. I'm not going anywhere, but I got to turn off the English subtitles. So he says in such a formal manner, but he's holding the flower. They gave the flowers to the contestants, so he's holding flowers. But then he calls his mom. He's sitting on the stone wall. As some dude walks by with like a plate of food, he goes, they've announced the results. And according to this year's results, I've won. And she says, oh, this is so much happy news. I've been praying. And, oh, I'm so, you know, I wanted you to have the strength. And she's just so happy for her son. And she says, so he goes, yeah, she's happy about it. He says to the camera. So just beyond cute. Then it fades out. And then they lift him up, all the other cast members, they lift him up over his head. He goes, no, don't do that. But they lift him up and carry him around, and they're cheering for him, dancing. And then it pauses. Then it goes to kind of like a postscript. Since this last year's Bake Off, bakers have been meeting up across the country in London. Ruby Man and Antony have been enjoying nights in with wine. So we see them enjoying wine. Then it cuts to Melda coming in from Northern Ireland to hang out with them. Then in West County, Terry Briney, Terry and Briney's daughter Nora for ice cream. Then in the North, Luke, I forgot your name, Karen, Kim, Joy, and Raul have been taking turns hosting dinner parties and laughing. Dan still loves bacon for his family, and Constance, who puts pie in his face. John's still supporting his Welsh football team and bakes for his family, and he's going to be a granddad. Then Raul's parents came over to spend some family time, so they show him, like, presenting, like, a cake to them that he's a traditional English bake. They also hold his trophy. They're so happy for him. His mom holds his face. So cute. And that ends the season of the great... It was great British baking, bake-off baking show. And it was such a joy to cover. And so that's it. Hope you're sleeping well. If you're a patron, you probably might have already gone through all the, we probably went through all those extra behind the scenes or behind the facts episodes too. So good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Anne, Elizabeth, and Cornelia. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Abby, Zach, and Leah. Thank you. Thanks. And good night, Zoe, Sue, and Christina. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Kate, Tomoko, and Runicle, thank you, thanks, and good night. Sarah, Soya, and Lisa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kathy, Monique, and Vilka, thanks, and good night. Jessica, Rochelle, and Hope, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kurt, Tom, and Jacqueline, thanks, and good night. Carrie, Sean, and Melissa. Thanks, good night. Dick, Jamie, and Elizabeth, thank you, thanks, good night. Andrea, Kurt, and Melissa, thanks, good night. Sam, Neptune, and Kyle, thank you, thanks, good night. Cameron, Mr. Pants, and Ryan, thank you, thanks, good night. And Eric and Heather, thank you, thanks, good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Sleeping Is Here is a free podcast because people support the show directly and like either be sponsors or Patreon. So that's how we're able to be here. And then it grows by people just spreading the word for free, even just about podcasting in general. If you let people know about podcasting in general, it's a huge help. And I'll tell you more about the referral program here at the end of the show. Thanks, and good night. All right, but this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.